With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The 2.5-week grand court trial of Demisio Frederick, who's charged with the murder of his uncle Christopher Johnson, continues today. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks has a recap of day one.
Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions Barnaby Jameson Casey outlined the Crown's case to a jury of 12, alleging that Mr. Frederick planned the attack and lay in wait at a family property in Georgetown. Mr. Jameson described the family relationship as highly acrimonious, saying hatred and anger ran like a poison river between the two sides of the family. The Crown says the tensions intensified after a robbery at the home of Mr. Frederick's mother, during which valuables were stolen and suspicion fell on Mr. Johnson. Prosecutors intend to present evidence of a pattern of violent confrontations, including an incident involving Mr. Frederick's grandfather, which he allegedly referenced in WhatsApp messages. The Crown says Mr. Johnson died from neck compressions consistent with strangulation and that forensic evidence links Mr. Frederick to the scene. Witnesses included the man who discovered the body as well as the operations manager of the business on the property. The jury is set to visit the scene of the crime this morning as the trial continues. Mr. Frederick denies the charges. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
MPs head back to Parliament this afternoon, and among the issues on the agenda, revisions to the newly passed Immigration Act. Radio K-Man's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The bill went through Parliament, was passed, and is now coming back for some additional tweaks.
During an interview on Radio K-Man's Talk Today premiere, the Honorable Andre Ebanks told listeners the Immigration Amendment Act 2026 was treated as urgent, saying it has been about 15 years since any serious reform of the system. He says lawmakers now want to tidy up parts of the law before it takes effect.
Express fees that were previously didn't have a statutory underpinning, grandfathering of certain categories.
He says once those issues are fixed and the K-Manion Protection Act is in place, the priority will be making sure immigration boards and departments carry out what the new legislation is meant to do.
It's to now make sure that the boards and the departments are following through on the vision and the legislation.
Ebanks says the wider goal is an immigration system that better advances Caymanians while still giving employers access to the labor they need. He calls the situation urgent and unacceptable, but warns fixes will not happen overnight, with more immigration tweaks expected when Parliament resumes this afternoon. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
The next Parliament session starts at 2 p.m. and you can listen live on our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM. Expect road closure in town on Friday as Parliament hosts a special ceremony celebrating the new Cayman branch of the Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians. Speaker of the House, the Honorable Ezard Miller.
We're going to have a formal session inside the Legislative Assembly with the guest speakers and stuff. And then we're going to have a reception out in the street in front of the Legislative Assembly. And we've invited 240 plus women. Anybody who feels that they should have been invited and we haven't yet got an invitation, please contact me or Miss Catherine or Miss Julie or some other member of Parliament and we'll see if we can get you an invitation.
The portion of Fort Street in front of the Parliament building will be closed from 1 until 9 p.m. on Friday. The event starts at 5. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Caroline Nichols. Iran has continued to fire missiles across the region as it comes under intense attack from the United States and Israel. The U.S. military has struck nearly 2,000 targets in Iran since launching its campaign. The escalating conflict has caused Asian stock markets to fall for a third day in a row and crude oil prices to rise again. Trading was suspended in South Korea and Thailand after share indexes lost more than 8%. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's deeply concerned about the economic impact of the Middle East crisis on African economies. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney said the US-Israeli strikes on Iran would appear to be inconsistent with international law, but Mr. Carney said Canada welcomed steps to change Iran's government. A member of Iran's Assembly of Experts says they're close to choosing a new leader. The comment comes as funeral ceremonies for Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei have been postponed. The Sri Lankan Navy and Air Force have rescued 30 Iranian sailors from a ship which sent a distress signal. It's unclear whether the ship was targeted by US-Israeli attacks against Iran. In other news, in Japan, the High Court has ordered the dissolution of the Unification Church. The religious group, also known as the Moonies, has been facing government scrutiny and court cases. Lawmakers in the Philippines have taken a step towards impeaching Vice President Sara Duterte again. The charges include corruption and making a death threat against the president. BBC News.